Sharing audit results. Audits are an important means of noting when additional training in response to lapses may be needed. It follows that the goal of sharing overall audit results is to enhance a healthcare facility's performance improvement activities and reduce the risk of adverse outcomes. Facilities will decide which indicators and performance measurement methods should be used and how to turn the data into action that will improve patient care and safety. These decisions should be discussed at all levels of the organization. Audit results should be shared with frontline personnel, unit managers, the Infection Prevention Committee, the Quality Improvement Committee, and stakeholders. Key point: there must be a strong link between the collection data and the organization's continuous improvement strategy and support of clinical teams' use of data to improve the quality of healthcare. Sharing audit results helps to change and improve behavior at the unit or facility level. Data evaluation processes have been used successfully in a variety of healthcare settings to reduce the occurrence of infections by helping with risk factor identification, implementation of risk reduction measures, and monitoring the effectiveness of interventions. Compliance with protocols and procedures can be significantly improved with a combined approach of a highly objective targeting method, repeat performance feedback to personnel, and administrative interventions, which may include individual coaching. Giving feedback. Depending on the outcomes of the evaluation methods used, timely feedback and improved education are two of the most effective responses to any gaps or errors that may have been discovered. The IP should be prepared to provide education to any new staff member as well as annual refresher courses on key IPC measures and processes. When clear errors are being committed by staff, the IP should intervene with feedback to rectify any gaps in knowledge or technique. The results of evaluation should inform all education and training offered in the future. Key point: the CDC defines feedback as a summary of audit findings that is used to target performance improvement. Feedback should be specific, timely, and given in a manner that is non-threatening. There are two types of feedback: immediate and planned. Immediate feedback, often called just-in-time feedback, is given at the time of occurrence and can be from anyone, including observers, managers, supervisors, or peers. Immediate verbal feedback, while valuable, does not replace targeted performance improvement activities. Planned feedback is given at predetermined intervals through a type of measurement system and is usually the responsibility of a designated department or assigned role.